What up? How's everybody out there doing today, man? Today, tell me something good. Tuesday. It's another Tuesday. That means we got another Tuesday of Diamond Talk. Yes, Diamond Talk. We're going to see what's going on in the baseball world. You know what I'm talking about, what's going on the baseball diamond. Man, you know, if I could do it all over again, I'd probably just be focusing a lot more up on that baseball. You know what I'm saying? I went to go play Division I football, but was recruited too, as well as on the baseball diamond. I got the players' coach, Tyrell Cummins, is going to be chiming in with us here in just a second. So go ahead and hold him. Oh, there he is right there on the LINE. What's up, Chubb?
Man, what's up, Pete?
Oh, man, ain't nothing much, man. You know, just trying to keep it cool with this COVID-19 that's going on, man.
It ain't going nowhere. It's here. It's here.
That's what I'm saying, man. That's crazy, man. During this pandemic, we didn't touch on it pretty much like every week. And
right.
How y'all holding up, man? Y'all pretty much done opened up, right?
Yeah. We slow. We done opened back up a little bit. I guess we just gonna have to learn how to adapt to it, because you know, people got to get out and start doing something. Everybody got to make a living.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what I'm saying, man. Especially with that stimulus check, man. Well, I was like, is that the only check we getting?
Hey, that's what
I'm
saying.
Like, yo,
don't tease.
It's like for the people. I feel sorry for the people who ain't got no job right now.
Man, well, I've been hearing about some them unemployment checks. I heard they got raises.
Are you serious?
I am. I'm hearing like
600
a week.
See, sometimes I just want to. Sometimes I just want to be that person.
Oh yeah, I don't. Nobody know what's going on right now, do they?
Yeah.
We just all here.
Yeah. Yeah, we all just trying to. Hey, we all now. Everybody, this is my opinion. Then we're going to get on with the show. I'm starting to think everybody finally know what it feels like to be black. It's like. That's just my opinion. That's just my opinion. Yeah, because we don't know when we didn't know where our next meal was coming from. We didn't know, like, we get pulled over by the police. We don't know how that's going to go. We don't, like, we just always, you know, what we say, we always, we hope for the best, but we expect the worst.
That's what I'm saying, carrying the chain of hope.
Carrying the chain of hope. But, man, it's another Tuesday. Diamond Talk, Coach Tyrell Cummins. Man, how's it going in the baseball world?
Man, it's going good since we most of the places have started to open up a little bit. So now we're just trying to gather up guys and start get back into the development phase. So, guys, everyone's shooting to open up this summer for games. So now it's going to be a minute. My guys are trying to get back in shape and get back busy with it. So I'm excited to see how it goes from here. Like, it's been, you know, it's been up and down. One minute we need to stay in-house. One minute we free to go out there and get busy. But so now we just hopefully they let the summer open up.
Right, man. You know something? I was actually doing a little research down there in Muskogee, man, and I see Love Headbox Field is opening up. For the little league. They said we're going to go ahead and open up. We're going to give y'all a week to prepare.
Uh-huh. Yeah, go.
Like, they should have been all, hey, the work. Hey, we've been working over here.
Yeah, you got to start off with them poles. Give me four of them at least. Down and back is one.
Ooh, didn't I remind? Hey, my day would be over right there.
Yeah, remember them time miles?
Yeah, 7 minutes and 45 seconds. Ain't that what we have to do it in?
Hey, that was it. That's at 14, 13 and 14 now. These high schools, they should be making it in six flat.
Yeah, I'm glad my sports days are over with.
You and me both.
Yeah, man. So what you been up to, man, to keep your head above water? I know you're staying in shape. You still been doing, how's that recruiting process and things going?
No, the recruiting's going fine. It's now I'm currently looking for a ton of native students, guys who have access with their tribal card, We're in the process of trying to go public, tribal institution. So, I'm looking for guys who have access to their tribal card. So look, yeah, it's been rolling though, man. I'm still getting lots of emails and coaches are reaching out to me. So now everyone's just really eager to get back on the field.
Yeah, I kind of got that feeling, man. I got a message from DBAT the other day. I think it's today. They're going to be having somebody talk to go do like a online live session and things like that.
Got you.
But hey man, and with that being said, you guys are trying to go public. You're looking for people with a native card, which is their Indian card. What could somebody do if they know that they're Indian, but they just never got around to getting their Indian card? What is something that they can do to try to help them guys if they want to do that to go to college?
Whichever tribe they feel like they're affiliated with, just want to reach out to that tribe and see and ask about the process of it, of going about getting your card. Most of the time, someone in the family does have native in them. So like, you just got to find the track records of it. You find the track.
Man, that's like every family in the world.
Right.
Everybody got that. Everybody, even me. Even though like my grandma, but you look at mother, you look at my family down here. We all got one Indian in our family that gave birth.
Right.
Just Indian as hell with white hair.
Hey, it's normally the grandma.
Huh? Yeah, you know, she was here first. You know what I'm saying? But how would you know what tribe that you are? You know what I'm saying? I know we grew up there in Muskogee. He went to the First Baptist Indian, First Indian Baptist Church.
And
so. How does that work? Say, like, you got a 17, 18-year-old about to graduate, and he don't know what tribe he's from. And, and say his grandma isn't there. You know what I'm saying? But he know he can go to, like, an Indian school, get it paid for, but he just don't know how to, like, I guess. How does that work? You get a DNA test or something?
I would believe so. That's the only thing I could come up with right there, is just going to get a full DNA test. I kind of want to get it myself. Let me see what's all inside of me.
Shoot, man. Yeah, me too. I'm trying to see how much Indian I got, if I got any. And most importantly, I'm trying to see what type of African I am. Let me go back to the jungle. That got me thinking about Tarzan. How Tarzan going to be white?
All right, Tarzan out there in the jungle, going buck wild. Raised
Yeah, man, I know that's right, man. But hey, we got the summer about to open up. So you're gonna be working more with your select team or with Baycom? How does that work?
Oh, I gotta do it with all. Like I'm in the process of building a collegiate team for the summer, and I have a 15U and I'm working on building a combination team of high school guys.
It's going to be like grade levels, like 9 through 12 or what?
Yeah, 9 through 12 on my other squad. Really pretty much what they are, they're pretty much recruiting teams for us now. Like a lot of college coaches will like help build a select team, you know, just to keep an eye on the guys that they're recruiting. I know in my situation, that's how it is. Like, there's guys in the area, you know. If I want to take a look at some guys, and then it simplifies my recruiting, because now if I got three teams, all three high school teams, I know I can go to each one, and I know exactly where they're going to be, and I can check them out all summer long. So that's the route that my recruiting is going. It's getting a whole lot easier for me. I don't have to go across the country, like, constantly state to state or anything. Now I got my guys right here, just in one big pool, recruiting them throughout the summer.
Oh, okay, man. It's kind of like women. You know, you talked about three or four of them that you think about getting with, and you just be like, oh, I'm going to go ahead and kick it with you then.
Yeah, you trying to get somebody in trouble on here. Acting up this morning, Pete.
Hey, man, you know what? I feel like Ice Cube. Today is a good day. You know?
Yeah.
But no, that's what's up. That's actually a pretty smart idea, man. Keep an eye on your players, you know what I'm saying, throughout the summer. So they'll be ready for the fall, because I know a lot of people say that they want it, but they ain't trying to put in their work.
Yeah, man. My question is, hey, we're working on trying to get Soul Radio on up, you know, do some broadcasts and some games. So hopefully we can make it fall through.
Man, you know what? Hey, you know what they say. Be careful what you ask for, because you just might get it.
You know what I'm saying?
So, but we're going to keep that positivity going. Just know your boy working. Your boy working. Hey, I'm trying to get down there.
Man, we got a line of hungry guys who's trying to get signed. We're trying to get them all the help they can get.
Yeah, I know. That's right, man. They say the youth is our future, man. It's all about giving back and helping people out, man. And that's what Soul Radio is all about. And I just want to help you guys out and get some people, you know what I'm saying, so they can change their life. Because, hey, and let people know how baseball out of high school has changed your life and the people that you've met and the places that you've been.
Oh, man, that's crazy. Baseball took me a lot of places, man. And it took over my life. So, like, the lingo that I speak now, it's like I can speak some baseball lingo. Like, it's like another language for me. Like, we run into other coaches and stuff. There could be someone who's not in the baseball world and not understand one thing we're saying. I got to play with some guys who played in the pro ball, and just the training, you know, after high school, you know, the training, you wouldn't figure that for baseball that it gets a lot tougher, but really, it gets even tougher at each level that you go. So I learned the grind side of baseball when I went to Seminole. Like, you put in a lot of time every day. Like, there's hardly any days off. Like, if you're serious, like the serious programs and stuff, they get busy. And just as far as like less than where baseball has taken me, man, I've been to Canada, I've been to Wisconsin, I've been to Oregon, Washington, just all over the states just because of baseball. Like, and that just comes with being involved in sports, period. Like, you get involved with something, or even if you're involved with school activity, we just want to get involved. You get involved, you start getting to go places. You don't just don't be sitting around not trying to do anything. Get out there and be productive.
Right, man. That's why I love sports too, as well, man. It takes you places that you wouldn't even imagine going. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, whoa. It's like, oh, what? You're going to Baton Rouge? Oh, all
right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what's up, man. And I know you guys is looking to get back to going and with your select team and also with Baycom, man. I wish you nothing but luck. And we would it was good talking to you, Coach Chubb. Man, I know you said you're about to go get your workout in. Right, what you about to go work out? You still doing them full body workouts?
You know, yeah, for me, my body, I got to start off at least a mile. And after that mile, I'm going to touch up on this full body. I'm thinking about 25 straight steps today. You remember those, don't you?
I got a little weight set in my garage, man. I got a little weight. I bought me some dumbbells, got me a weight set, man. I forgot how my you know how your muscles get tight after you get through working out?
Yeah.
When you feel, I go in there and knock me about a couple hundred. I think I only got like 50 pounds on my weight bench, but I'll be throwing that thing up. I'll be like, 200. Catch a pump and go
pump.
Put it back up real quick, you know, then touch on that jump rope. You know, get the heart rate up.
I just feel it. You know, we're in that age now. Like, I don't need too much training. I just need to feel it.
Right, man. And I'm starting to fall back in love with that feeling again.
Man, I'm telling you, it's a different feeling.
Yeah, it's a whole different feeling.
Hey, it's tough. It can
put some
tough.
Shorts on.
But it's all worth it.
Oh, yes, sir. It is. Stay right there, man. Boy, all right, man. I'm going to attend to my son real quick. He said he just almost fell down the stairs. Boy, I'll tell you, he need to get his feet up.
Man, don't handle that feet. I'll let you later.
Yeah. Already. Hey, well, let them know where they can follow you at, Chubb.
Hey, you can follow me on Twitter at ChubbRock_27. Or you can reach out to me anytime at CummingsT@bacon.edu. Or my Instagram at T Cummings.
On that IG. They say it ain't real if it's not on IG. Well, already, good talking to you, Chubb Rock. Hey, I wanted to give everybody who's tuning in to it as well, man, do what you love and love what you do. Life is about making your dreams come true. And when things start to go wrong in your life, when things start to go wrong, when you feel like things are getting a little harder, that means you are on to something. So don't give up. Keep going. You're thinking about giving up. Just think about why you started in the first place. We'll be back with you next Tuesday. Diamond Talk with my homeboy Chubb. Hey, let's go ahead and get it in. Peace and love. And we out.